Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeena astafa. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His glorious kalam has explained very clearly in very simple words that the most important duty of a human being in this dunya is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most intelligent people in this dunya are the Muslims. Alhamdulillah, when it comes to worshipping, you will not find any other community that can compete with the Muslim community in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that when the muazzin calls out Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala al-fala, come towards success and come towards salah, the non-Muslim community find this an issue. That why are so many people by this one order walking towards the masjid, and if not the masjid, in their own residence, preparing and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many make an excuse that it's late in the night, it is disturbing us. But in reality, it is not disturbing no one, it is only disturbing their jealousy that is embedded deep in their hearts. So when it comes to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers, there is no one in the world like the Muslim community. From the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until now, alhamdulillah, we are always reminded that this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. You are in this dunya to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that you will be given the real sukoon. Contentment. Sukoon. That is why you will find people who don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they start doing the wrong things. And they start then worshipping the wrong things. They will start worshipping their desire. They will start doing things that are going to be harmful to them. Until the time comes that they become depressed and they find dunya to be not worthy of living, unfortunately. And they will do things which generally you don't expect individuals to do. So my respected brothers, just on this topic of worship, I wanted to explain a few very important points so that we understand what is the meaning and the concept of worship in Islam. In Islam, worship is in two categories, is of two types. One is the worship that the human mind can comprehend, that the mind is understanding, and when you see someone doing something, even the person who is going to see someone doing something will understand that he or she is worshipping. For an example, you might have raised your hands and you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua. The human mind can comprehend that, that you are asking Allah. You might be praying and you are in sajda. The human mind can also comprehend that, that you are doing sujood. You might be doing the tilawat of the Quran. The human mind can comprehend that. This is also ibadat. Then there is another category, the second category of worship, which is beyond human comprehension. And it is also an act of worship. It is an order that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because it is an order given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it makes that action an act of worship. But for many, they might look at it in a way that, what kind of worshipping is this? What is the fayda in worshipping in this manner? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives you an order to do something, Allah is also testing you in your act of worship. That are you going to be following My commandments or are you going to be following your desire? Are you going to be following My order or are you going to be following your akal and what your akal is telling you? So I'll give you a few examples, mashallah. I've got a few examples written here. For an example, doing tawaf of the Kaaba. Now a man might start to think, what kind of an ibadat is this, just going and walking around the building? You start from Hajar-e-Aswad, at you end at Hajar-e-Aswad. That is one round, and you are walking around for how many? 7 rounds. And this is considered to be not just an act of worship. In Islam, it is considered to be the most important act of worship. Part of your umrah and part of your hajj. The syllabus that Allah has given us, the timetable that Allah has put in front of us. So tawaf. Now when you are doing tawaf of the Kaaba, it is just going round and round and round. It is not like doing sajda. It is not like reciting the Quran. But you are walking around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is My order. Take your akal and put your akal on one side. Put your akal on one side. The commands that I give you, the order that I give you, that becomes an act of worship. Whether you understand, whether you don't understand, this is My order, So tawaf will also become an act of worship. وَلْيَتَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. And let them do tawaf of the Kaaba, Baytullah Sharif. And this is in the Quran. So you will find people that are also walking around this beautiful sacred building. Many a times you will find that people want to question the Muslims that what rights has Allah given to women in Islam. I generally don't like to waste my time on a silly question like that. But sometimes if I'm in the mood, I'll give an answer. There is not a single act of worship in Islam in which a female is not part of the action like how the male is. If zakat is farz on a man, zakat is farz on a woman. If hajj is farz on a man, it is farz on a woman. If roza is farz on a man, it is farz on a woman. Namaz is farz on a man, farz also on a woman. However, when we are doing tawaf of the Kaaba, the men folks and the women also walk together holding hands as a family and doing tawaf. So you can clearly see women that are there in Muzdalifah, in Arafat. So this is all baseless, silly questions that they put. So mashallah, even when you are doing tawaf, that tawaf is an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another such act of worship, running between two mountains. Now somebody might be wondering, yaar, what are we doing? Safa is here and Marwa is there. And we are walking fast between Safa and Marwa. And where you have the green lights, what should we be doing? Slightly sprinting. Wahan sab daur lagate. Men folks, what do? They race. And some take it very seriously. A gold medal jitne wale the. They run. You know, the strong ones, they can run fast. Alhamdulillah. And so, mashallah, walking from Safa to Marwa, that is also an act of worship. Such an act of worship that Allah is saying, Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'airillah. It is the symbol of Islam, the two mountains. Now the question is, what kind of an act of worship is this? That you are running from Safa to Marwa, then Marwa to Safa, you are starting from Safa and you are ending with Marwa. The simple understanding to this is, worshipping is not what your mind thinks that this is an act of worship. Worshipping Allah is every order that comes from Allah. Every order that comes from Allah. That is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So worshipping does not mean that you have to be mentally just prepared and you might require wudu and this and that. No. Any command of Allah in which you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is an act of worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing the people of Iman, that are they going to question me, or are they going to be following their desire, or are they following my order? So many of the acts of worship that we do is purely based on one order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that your iman is solid. Your iman is solid. These are practices so that our iman does not become weak. We don't falter. Now when you are doing tawaf of the Kaaba, you get an opportunity and you are going to kiss a stone. How is that? Does it make sense? Now kissing the stone is an act of worship. It is the sunnah. And Allah's Nabi has said that this will wipe out your sins. How many people have kissed the black stone? MashaAllah, so many. Nowadays it's a bit difficult, but there have been, of course, people who have an opportunity, Allah opens for them. Now you might be wondering that why would a Muslim want to kiss a black stone? This is to show complete submission to Allah. Complete submission to Allah. That we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the letter. We don't allow our intellect to intervene and to decide whether I should be doing this action or not. Whatever Allah tells us, our iman is so strong that this is what we will do. Even when it comes to kissing a stone, we will kiss the stone. But of course, we don't worship the stone. This is something that's very, very important. It's not part of your worship. And I will, inshallah, try to explain this later on also. So one is a level of worship that we are doing. The second level of worship is directly the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given you this order, this hukam, whether you understand, whether you don't understand, a Muslim means the one who surrenders to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very important. Now, he has put on his ihram. Now your akal might be saying, you know what? Such a difficult task in ihram. The men folks are what? Naked. What are they? Naked. So they really have to be very vigilant and guard themselves, how they sit, and in their mannerisms. Because inside there is nothing. Just two towels. Somebody might question you that, you know what, you could wear a jogging suit, a tracksuit bottom, long shorts that can cover your kneecap and your satr, a vest maybe, just to make life a bit easy. This is what your akal might be telling you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, put your akal away. This dunya is not running by your akal. This dunya is running by the hukam of Allah. By the hukam of Allah. And the hukam of Allah is that when you are doing tawaf of the Kaaba, Shariat is saying you have to put on your ihram. And of course, this is another topic which I have not touched. Alhamdulillah, in every order of Allah, there is wisdom. Why we are doing tawaf of Kaaba, there is wisdom. Why we are running between Safa and Marwa, there is wisdom. Why the black stone, there is wisdom. There is wisdom in every action. Why we have put on the ihram, there is wisdom. Reminding a person that you are going to die and one day you will be putting on your kafan. And that death is imminent, it is very, very close to you. There is so much wisdom. Ye to ek hai. But as Muslims, we don't follow our akal. This is something we have to understand. In this modern world, The best Muslim is that Muslim who will surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally in its entirety. The problem starts when you try to present your own logic that is mixed with your own desire. Your own logic that is mixed with your own desire. Put on the ihram. No question about it. Now you can be Muhammad bin Salman, MBS, or you can be Maulvi Muhammad, MM, I don't know, Mushtaq, I don't know what, you know, how you guys say it, MDN, I don't know that, you know, I know I've heard they say all these things, you know, from Maulana Dawood, this MD said this, MM said this, I don't know what it is, so they might have something for me too. MS, yeah, chalo, yeah. MMS, chalo. And then what happens? Subhanallah al-Azim, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is put on your ihram, finished. Now, you have done so many things. You've done umrah, you are tired. You look in the mirror, you've got a lovely hairstyle. You've got a lovely hairstyle. Shariat is now telling you to do takko. Takke ho jao. Kya ho jao? Takke, clean shave. There our Pakistani barbers are waiting with the knife. Come on, ajao. They pick you up from a distance. They say, chalo, 5 riyals, 10 riyals, extra, okay, 10 riyals, come on. And they take you there, and you just sit. They don't ask you, what kind of a hairstyle do you want? They don't ask you that. What kind of a hairstyle do you want? And you see your lovely hair falling when you look at the mirror in front. Pure tumhare zulf gir rahe, zero. And then they'll put powder on top of you. Why are you doing this? What is the logic to this? There is a lot of logic to it, and if we are going to explain the logic, it will take a long time. So I don't want to go into that. There is hikmat in all of this. But here we are talking about the order of Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shaved his head. And so we are following the sunnah. Although the ruling is that if you don't want to shave, then according to this one segment of your finger, all the hair should be equal. But the best action plan should be to shave, because there's a lot of dua that is given to the person who does halaq. Now all of these actions that we are doing, it is only the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this act of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is checking your iman. That is he doing it willingly? How does he surrender? That is why one very big community has been misled by shaitan, because their iman was weak. The iman of this ummah, alhamdulillah, is strong, and Allah keep it strong. The Christian community presented their logic. They could not accept Isa alayhi salam just to be the Nabi of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Nabi, tell them that you were born without a father, only by mother, because Allah can create what he wants. So he explained that to Banu Israel, that be careful what you are saying. Be careful what you are saying. I come in this dunya as a test for all of you. Allah is wanting to check your level of iman. Are you going to restrict the powers of Allah? And this is what had happened. They could not digest the fact that Isa alayhi salam was born miraculously by the mother only, and they started calling him Al-Iyazu Billah, the son of God. And until now this qawm is deviated, misled. And we need to understand, and we need to understand this very clearly, my respected brothers and elders. There is no, you know, wisdom or diplomacy in this. A person who dies upon kufr, Allah save us, for them is Jahannam. A person who dies upon iman, for them is Jannah. Very simple. That is the stance of every Muslim, and this is the message of the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So we have to shave the head. Now whether your mind is accepting that or not, it is the order of Allah. What is it? The order of Allah. Subhanallah ilazim. Now when we look at another very important order of Allah, slaughtering the animals. What is it? Slaughtering. An act of worship. Now you might wonder, slaughtering so many animals. Bhai, this should not be a surprise. Whether you as Muslims are doing qurbani or not, the whole world is doing qurbani every day. Why should a person now start to think during the day of qurbani, when millions of animals are being slaughtered worldwide? All sorts slaughtered worldwide. Kitni fish darya se ab pakar kar kha rahe hain, kitne janwar jangalo ke murgiyan aap dekhe, chickens. Subhanallah ilazim. So this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do your qurbani. In case somebody starts to think, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse has explained this. Layyana lillah. Don't think that Allah requires your meat, or the meat reaches Allah, or the blood reaches Allah. Luhumuha wala dima'uha, walakin yanaluhu taqwa. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at your obediency. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you something, you do it. That is called an act of worship. What is it, my respected brothers? An act of worship. As Muslims, we don't compromise. Alhamdulillah, the huquq and ubudiyya, what we have to worship, is all explained in Shariat. And there are two types of worship, as I mentioned. Some acts of worship, maybe you might not understand. Maybe you might understand. But that is irrelevant. It is not for me or you to do any kind of research. For me and you, it is only one order, that in the days of fitna especially, if Islam is telling you something, then that is what you have to do. Now Shariat is telling a woman that she must wear a scarf, cover her hair, and her hair should not be like men's hair, that from a distance you will know that she's got nice long hair. But in front of ghair mahram, she should wear a scarf. That is her act of worship. An act of worship that is only for the women. Why? Because it is the order of Allah. Now when you start presenting your desire with logic, or logic with desire, then you will find a lot of women starting to say, but my heart is clean, I am nice lady, my heart is clean. So what if I just show a bit of my hair? So what if I show my hair? Why don't you look down? Ab hame kehte, why don't you look down? Are bhai, hum to look down karenge, lekin tumhe bhi to kuch karna hoga na? But this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This order is not for the men. The men don't have to cover their heads. And this is the order that is given to a woman. So my respected brothers and elders, any act of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, whether we understand, whether we don't understand, all of these things are very important for us to obey. A man will have a beard. It's an order of Allah. Now whether somebody might say, you know that, oh, you know, when I'm eating, it's coming in my way, maybe I can have a short beard, this beard, that beard. Allay bhai. Don't bring and mix your logic and desire together. There are two things. How shaitan troubles a person, desire and false logic. False desire and false logic. There is wisdom in everything what we do. Every single action what we are doing, there is wisdom. Sharia tells us, eat halal. Eat halal. Now, we can only eat meat if it is slaughtered in the way that Sharia has prescribed. Somebody might say, a chicken is a chicken, yaar. Meat is meat. A tomato pet bharna hai, you just want to eat. Why does it have to be slaughtered in a certain manner for it to become halal and lawful for you? We don't believe in this false explanation, false logic that is mixed with desire. Because we are people who follow the hukam of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you put the knife on the throat and you take the name of Allah and you slaughter it by the permission of Allah. Why? This meat is clean and pure. Because when you are cutting the right veins, this will allow access blood from the whole of that body, that animal. It will drain out. What will happen? When the blood drains out from the entire body, the meat is clean. The meat is clean. So we are told to eat meat that is clean. And when you don't make things halal and you don't slaughter in the Islamic way, this opens the doors of disease and people become ill. So Sharia is telling us, by eat the halal way. And the halal way is a mercy to the animal, because when you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is anesthetic. What is it? Anesthetic. You might see it, oh, a bit of suffering, this and that. No. In reality, when you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that animal will put its head down, it will become subservient to you. Because it understands the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is going to be pain free for that person, for that animal, sorry. Isko aapne zabah kar diya. So there is wisdom in everything in Shariat. Everything in Shariat, my respected brothers, there is wisdom. Nowadays you will find that the community that is worshipping idols, the community that is worshipping idols, they say, why is it a problem that we worship idols and you people say we are worshipping stones? So now in social media you will see a lot of discussion on this matter. This is what shaitan does. Shaitan likes to debate and to prove his false theory and his false ideology to be right. So now they are saying, no, no. This stone that we are worshipping, we are not worshipping the stone. We are only worshipping the stone to remind us of God. What is it? To remind us of God. And then they are saying, just like when you see the photo of your grandfather who has passed away, when you see the photo, it reminds you of your grandfather. So this is the logic they present. Are bhai, Subhanallah. What kind of logic is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or should we say God, who has no photos, who has no image like how we human beings have an image, and to draw Him, and to downgrade Him, and to put Him in some kind of a form, and then to say that by looking at this, we are thinking of the real God. This is like saying that I have a photo of a donkey, and by looking at this donkey, I am remembering our grandfathers. Can you do that? Can you have a photo of your donkey and then think that, oh, this donkey is there, but I am remembering who our fathers? No. Where is Allah and where is the creation of Allah? See, one of the reasons why we can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this human body. This body is designed only to see things in this dunya. Like when you go to space, you have to wear your special suit, you know, you're an astronaut, you have to make sure you know how that world will be, how space will be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan, and this insan hasn't got the eyes, hasn't got the heart, hasn't got the body. This body is made for this dunya, for understanding the material spectrum that is around him only. That is it. And to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to have a special body. And that special body is when we enter Jannah. When we enter Jannah, this body will become completely different. In fact, some of the people will be swimming through a river called Nehre Hayat. Nehre Hayat. The river that will give you eternal life. When you swim inside this water and when you go into Jannah, subhanallah, you will be having a complete different body. This body now will never perish. This body now will never taste death. Only now this body, according to its a'mal, the worship it has done in this dunya, will have the honor to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. Inshallah. Because that is Jannah. So this is foolishness. That for anybody to think, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, why are you looking at stones to remember Allah when I have created the sun? Look at the sun and remember Allah. Look at the moon and remember Allah. Look at the stars and remember Allah. Look at the trees and remember Allah. Look at the Atlantic Ocean and remember Allah. Look at the waves that are hitting your ships and your boats. Subhanallah. Remember Allah, the might of Allah. Look at the beautiful birds that are flying and remember Allah. Look at the creation of the animals and remember Allah. And finally, if nothing you can't see, then at least look at yourself and remember Allah. So this is shaitan. Shaitan likes to degrade a human being. Make him worship stones. So then they say that, okay, why do you kiss the Kaaba? Why do you kiss the Kaaba? Why do you kiss the cloth of Kaaba? Are bhai, does it mean that if you kiss something, you take it to be God? Is this a general rule? Do you kiss your mother? Huh? Is she God? Goddess? Is she goddess? You might have a cat that you like and you might kiss a cat. So the cat becomes God? Huh? Are bhai, showing love and kissing something is because it is connected to the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you have the Quran and when you are kissing the Quran, you are not worshipping the Quran. unlike in other religions, they directly ask from the stones. What do they do? A Muslim is not asking, oh Kaaba, I want a good job. Oh Kaaba, I want children. Do they say that? Anybody says that? Have you heard anybody say that? No Muslim says that, because no Muslim worships the black stone, no Muslim worships the Kaaba. We only worship Allah, but because it is a sacred building, the rahmat of Allah descends here first. It is the hands of Ibrahim, Ismail and my Nabi that have touched the Kaaba. We are kissing the cloth, we are kissing even the stone, because it is connected to our Nabi. It is connected to Anbiya. And it is in reference as Baytullah. So whatever something is connected to, emotionally you will want to show love to it. You know, somebody that has passed away, and then you open the cupboard and the closet door and you see their clothes, your loved one. Then you know what, you will touch their clothes and you will put it on your face, because your loved one you are remembering. Are you worshipping your loved one? No. Of course not. So this kind of foul play upon the Muslim community, when you can't find any other reason to defeat the Muslim community in the right way in a debate, and then you start saying this, "Are bhai, what you are worshipping is totally different, we know that, you know. Including animals, including the human private part. To bhai, choro ye sari baate, we don't want to open up things. But I am only saying that look how beautiful our deen is when it comes to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you understand, my respected brothers and elders? So no way. If worshipping the Kaaba was there, is there Kaaba here? Have you ever prayed namaz in front of the Kaaba here? We don't pray namaz in front of the Kaaba in our houses, in our masjids. We don't even have a drawing of the Kaaba. We don't have Hajar-e-Aswad here. In fact, when we are in Makkah, we don't even kiss Hajar-e-Aswad. Only the people who have an opportunity kiss Hajar-e-Aswad. We don't worship the stones. We only worship the Creator. The Creator. That is, but because it is the order of Allah, what we are saying, we want to show people we submit to Allah in its entirety. We are people who don't follow our logic, though there is an understanding of logic and wisdom in every order of Allah. But literally we are not required to explain, because we love Allah so much that this is an order that is given. So wherever you go, my respected brothers and elders, we are not to forget this very, very important hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shariat is telling us that a man should get married to a woman. Very simple. What is the order of Allah? A man should get married to a woman. And a woman should get married to a man. And this has been accepted since time beginning. Nobody has actually rejected this. But shockingly, the more modern and educated this modern human has become, the more corrupted he has become. The more corrupted he has become. So the order of Allah is who? That we should get married to a woman. And a woman should get married to a man. And not only is this an order, but subhanallah, this was the very first action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned for the first two humans that were created, Adam alayhi salam and wife, Hazrat Hawa. Adam alayhi salam lived in Jannat. Now, because he was a human, the angels, of course, are made out of light, and you know how much you enjoy that company. But he felt, you know, that the need of someone that was like him also, because of that nature. Allah created Adam alayhi salam. Look at the might and the power of Allah. Adam alayhi salam was sleeping. By the order of Allah, from his own body, the rib, miraculously, Hawa was created. No womb, no nothing. Allah does not require that. From a man, Allah created the partner, Adam alayhi salam's wife, Eve. And when he woke up and he saw someone, subhanallah, like me, yani is a human being, ne? A human, you know, a human. A woman is a human. He was very happy. He was so happy that he wanted to extend the hands and to touch her. He was not allowed. Was not allowed. And they said, we have to do your shadi first. What should we do? Shadi. Imagine the shadi of Adam alayhi salam in Jannah. Who were the guests? Jibrail alayhi salam. His entire team. All of the malaika were there. And they get him married. Mahar is given. £600. Amen. How much did he get? £600. You are laughing. It's good you are laughing. At least you are intelligent. Now you will be saying, Maulisa, what are you talking about? Nowadays you will find some people, they are so conjuice when they get married. £51. £51, not even your car's tank is £51 now. I don't know, I don't think so. You want the whole lady for £51. Sometimes if I feel I can say something to him, I say, bye, have mercy on this woman. Main man mein kehta hoon, itna kanjoos aadmi se tune shaadi ki, Allah khair teri kare. Itna bara kanjoos, makhi choos, £51. What is he going to look after you? £51, is he going to look after you? But anyway, Adam alayhi salam, they said mahar must be given. So that mahar should be who? The name of Rasulullah. Durood Sharif. Read Durood Sharif. That is why according to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, mahar can also be knowledge that you are going to teach your wife. That if you say, I am going to teach my wife some portion of the Quran as mahar, it is accepted. So, Durood Sharif was mahar for Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the nikah was done. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to plan this as an important event which should be registered and recorded, so all of humanity understands that don't spoil your nature. Islam is a natural way of living. What is it? Allah says, Fitratullahi allati fatara an-nas. It is fitra. Islam is natural. It is about nature. So the nikah of the father, our father, was done with our mother in the heavens to show us and to tell us, never forget this, man and woman, man and woman, man and woman, man and woman. Don't forget this. But shaitan wants to degrade. This is what he does. And he loves to degrade. That's why he likes to humiliate people. To shame you. The more you are ashamed, humiliated. And he says, I am going to change their nature. What does shaitan say? I am going to make sure that they change their nature. Allahu Akbar. There are so many people today, statistics you will see, that Aliyazu Billah, they go for, in schools, puberty blockers are given to them. Then what happens, you know, when they grow up, unnatural chemicals are in their body, and they, and some go to the limits of even going to the knife and mutilating themselves. And what you are not, you are trying to be. What you are not, you are trying to be. And then you will find a group of people that are saying, you know what, we are regretting now, but it is too late for us to revert back. Shaitan has already played his card. So Allah is telling us, what is an act of worship? Understand this. Not doing just sajda. An act of worship is to marry a woman. An act of worship is for a woman to marry a man. And if you are not going to be doing this, then you are parting and siding with Shaitan. Allah save us. What is this too difficult for people to understand? Is this too difficult for people to understand, my respected brothers? The Shaitan is extending his hands and we are allowing to touch his hands. Allahu Akbar. Napaak haath uske hum chhute hain. Look at the beautiful teachings of Shariat. And so Shariat is saying that it is guna, an abomination, bahut bara guna. In fact, Allah got so angry with the people who tried to change this nature from day one of Adam alayhi salam. In fact, people were in the state of kufr, but they still had the shame of understanding what is right and what is wrong. They were not doing this. It is only now in this modern world that people have become so shameless. In fact, they have become so shameless now that they themselves are tired. They are also now thinking, what is happening here? Allahu Akbar. So my respected brothers and elders, Shariat is saying, ibadat is that you marry a woman, and a woman should be marrying a man. This is nature. And you cannot have any kind of relationship with the same gender. Yes, waswasa, shaitan, sometimes shaitan can bring evil thoughts in the minds. But these thoughts are fleeting thoughts from shaitan. Shaitan likes to throw every garbage at a person. Don't talk about your thoughts. Don't talk about your thoughts. Try to even take control of these evil thoughts. Evil thoughts. Because sometimes these thoughts, if you allow them to come through and filter, then something wrong can happen. So Allah is saying, this is not jais. And now, why is it not jais? Let me also explain, my respected brothers. If a man marries a woman and he has relationship with the wife, I'm going to ask you a question. Is that rape? Huh? That's not rape, ne? Jazakallah. But according to the law, this can be rape too. Kamal ki dunya. Husband, if the wife is going to say to the police that my husband forced himself on me, they'll take him in the cell for 24 hours. What will they do? 24 hours. You have no right to just throw yourself on your wife. Anyway. Now, my respected brothers, if a man is going to force himself on a woman that he is not married to anyway, and forcefully get close to her, what do we call that? Ji? No. What do we call that? Rape. Rape. If a man is going to forcefully get close to a woman, what is that? Rape. Now, why is that rape? Why is it rape? Yaar, ye kya aap logon ko basic sawal nahi aate hai yaar? Because no consent. Permission was not. In this country, if two people are adults and they consent to each other, it is fine. You can do zina. They don't care. But if one person, especially if a woman says no, and you are forcing yourself to her, it will be what? Rape. It will be rape. And you will be taken into custody as committing rape to a woman. So now it is rape. Why is it rape? Because the woman did not give permission for any man to touch the body. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given insan the permission for the same gender to have relationship with him. Because your body is not your body. Who owns your body? Allah. And when it's your own body, and if somebody is going to force themselves on your body, you will be punished. And it's called rape. In Islam, we have an understanding that the woman's body belongs to Allah, the man's body belongs to Allah, and Allah does not give ijazat to a human being to misuse his body. And misusing your body is to have relationship with the same gender. So if, like how rape is wrong, then you need to also understand this, that because this body belongs to Allah, Allah does not give you permission to have a relationship with whoever you like. Because this is not the marzi of Allah. In fact, the order of Allah is such that even marrying a woman, you can't just marry any woman. You can't marry any woman. She has to be your ghair mahram to be married. The woman has to be ghair mahram. These are the rules. My respected brothers and elders, I hope you are understanding this. So always understand, this is not my body. This understanding, my body, I can do whatever I want, this is the words that shaitan puts in your mouth. Mera jism, meri marzi. You know, in Pakistan, women were out on the road. Mera jism, meri marzi. You know. Imagine, Muslim women. Mera jism, meri marzi. Waji. Mera jism, meri marzi. No, we can do what we want. This is what shaitan has put in your mind. That you think you are the owner of your body. This body is not in your ownership. Who owns the body? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then just to quickly conclude, my respected brothers, so that we understand what is an act of worship. Another guna that shaitan opens up for people is to blaspheme Allah. What is it? To blaspheme Allah. Allah save us. So what shaitan makes a person think, I am in a body, but the wrong body. What am I? I am in a body, but the wrong body. Believe me, my respected brothers, the same young people who will say this to you, I am feeling that I am in a wrong body, after 10, 15 years as they get old in their life, whatever they were doing, they try to come back and they will say, you know what, this was totally wrong. It was just a phase that because my environment, my crowd, my group, my watching things, my connection was wrong. And more importantly, shaitan was whispering the wrong things to me. Now, my respected brothers, imagine if you are saying that you are created in the wrong body, that means you are saying that Allah has made a mistake. Astaghfirullah. When Allah in the Quran has taken qasam, wat-tini waz-zaytuni wa tur-sinin wa hadha al-balad al-amin, Allah has taken an oath, four qasams, And then Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. In my entire creation, I have not created anyone that is more beautiful than the human being. Here you, Allah is saying, I have created you as the most beautiful, the most perfect. And Shaitan is telling you, no. You are in a wrong body. Take me as your God. Take me. And you get these foolish people now. So now they like to play a game. They say gender is different and your biological sex is different. See how these beautiful words they use. Before it was all the same. Gender, biological sex, there was no difference. But now they get caught out. Are bhai, Allah Pak has created you and you are the most beautiful. And Allah creates how He wants to create. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates whatever He wills, however He wills. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates females, males, however He wants. That is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is saying, I have indeed made you very beautiful because I have just made you a human being. You are not a dog. You are not a snake. You are not a rat, a mouse, an insect that has got a very short life. You are not a twig. You are not some kind of impurity that I could have made you. I created you how I wanted you to be created. Whether you are tall, whether you are short, whether you are skinny, whether you are obese, whether you have an illness, whether you don't have an illness, whether you look smart, whether you don't look smart, however you are, Allah is saying, the rule is that there is no one more beautiful than you. And how dare anyone say that the soul, my ruh, myself, I'm in the wrong body. Who told you that you are in the wrong body? Who told you? The kuffar, they are telling you. Who told you? The books that you read are telling you. These foolish people who don't worship Allah are telling you. These foolish people who have no understanding of why they came in this dunya and what is the purpose of their creation in this dunya, they are telling you. And what Allah is telling us, we don't believe. So my respected brothers and elders, Allah save us. Allah save us, and these are things that we have to teach our children. Our young children that are going to schools, it is the duty of our parents. That go and speak to the teacher, what education are you teaching my child? Take them out, if there's anything about LGBTQ, take them out. Tumhare bachche ko jahil rakho, ye behtar hai, ke wo fasik fajir ban jaye. Allahu Akbar. So my respected brothers and elders, otherwise we are going to be losing our iman. And you know what now? After being successful in this mission of LGBTQ, the next agenda is that if you teach your children about your religion, that will be considered as child abuse. This is the next stage. Next stage. The next stage will be that if you teach your children, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahyai. If you teach your children, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa sakana. If you teach your children, go for Jumu'ah. If you teach your children, your Nabi is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will say this is child abuse. This is the next level. This is the game of Shaitan. And if you are going to be sitting on the fence, as most of the people, you know, we like to put our head down inside the dust and pretend nothing is happening, my brothers. When we say nothing is happening, this is going to be diabolical for us. Ala kullukum ra'in. Every one of you is responsible. As a Muslim community, we have to be very careful. तुम्हारे बच्चे तुम्हारे ग्रैंड चिल्ड्रन कहां पढ़ रहे हैं, ये मदरसे नेमत है मेरे अजीजों। डोंट कॉम्प्लेन आई हैव टू गिव 50 pound फीस, दिस 50 pound इज सेविंग योर ईमान। दीज इमाम्स रिस्पेक्ट देम, दे आर सेविंग योर कम्युनिटी, तुम्हारे ईमान की हिफाजत हो रही है। ये इमाम्स न होते तो तुम जनादिका हो जाते, जिंदीक बन जाते, यू वुड हैव बिकम फासिक एंड फाजिर। इस्लामिक स्कूल्स इज नेमत, ऑल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स आर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट। स्कूलिंग, हु आर अवर टीचर्स, हु आर टीचिंग अवर चिल्ड्रन। वी इन द मॉर्निंग किस अवर चिल्ड्रन, अल्लाह के हवाले, एंड यू गो टू स्कूल, एंड वॉट इज हैपनिंग टू अवर चिल्ड्रन इफ दे डोंट इवन नो हु आई एम। इमेजिन इफ यू डोंट नो, अ टोयोटा, यू बाय अ कार एंड यू गो टू अ गैरेज एंड यू से आई वॉन्ट अ कार, वॉट विल दे से फर्स्ट टू यू? What kind of a car? What is it? There is no confusion for Toyota in gender. The Toyota is Toyota. Mercedes is Mercedes. BMW is BMW. Right ke wrong? Arre, tumhari gari mein koi problem nahi hai. Your cars, you have 1.6, 1.8 injection, this, fala, this. And you label it. And insan, subhanallah, has become so daft. Insan has become so dumb. You know, the more educated he is, the more... I'm sitting on the mimbar, what words can I use? You know, the more educated he is becoming, इससे तो यार तुम दारुलूम में मदरसे में चले जाते, वहां पढ़ते, हमारे मदरसे में नीचे बैठकर यार कुदूरी शरीफ पढ़ लेते, नूरुल इजा पढ़ लेते, कुछ अरबी पढ़ लेते, सुभान अल्लाह। Allah save us, my respected brothers. The things what we are hearing about the Muslim community forces me to speak on these topics. Wallahi, mujhe koi shock nahi hota hai. Aap samajhte hai ki, yaar Mauli sahab, why are you talking on these things? You know, only if you were an imam, only if you understood the phone calls I get. You know, I get tired. Mera dimag thak jata hai. Talking, explaining, this, that, what is happening to our community? People don't come to listen, people don't want to listen to bayans. Even when people come to listen to the bayans, they are still busy playing with their phones. Deen ki baat hum sunte nahi. So these are things that are going to harm us, my respected brothers. The future is not as easy as we are thinking it to be easy. The future is very difficult. We have to teach our children the moral codes, the moral code of Islam. What is Islam? What is our deen? Ab dekhe, they were a few months ago, I was looking at it, that they wanted to pass this law that if anybody comes to an imam or any religious person for counseling, and if they are going to give them counseling in a religious way, this will be considered to be grooming. This will be considered to be grooming. Look how shaitan is working. Main toh dua karta hoon hamesha, our daughters that are going to university bichari. Ya Allah, how hard it must be for our girls in university. You know, today the Muslim community, we've got so much money. Itna paisa hai. MashaAllah, सारे मुसलमान मिलकर कोई इस्लामिक यूनिवर्सिटी, कोई स्कूल बना ले, कोई को, everybody is just waiting for मौली साहब to make. मौली साहब क्या करे यार, मौली साहब ही करे, सारी कम्युनिटी मिलकर लेस्टर में MashaAllah, all the Muslims that are there, 2-3 schools बना ले, यूनिवर्सिटी बना ले, एजुकेशन में अच्छे अच्छे टीचर बना ले. Everything is possible, my respected brothers, if we don't have hasad inside us. This jealousy is killing us. This jealousy. Why is he doing that? Why should he be doing that? Why is he respected? Why is everybody looking at him? Why is he successful? And this is burning our hearts. This is why we are not going forward, my respected brothers. So khair, these were important points. I just wanted to share the concept of ibadat. from doing sajda to getting married to a woman, all that is a very, very important injunction in Islam. It is the order of Allah, it is the hukam of Allah. And the more we follow our deen, we will be closer to nature. And the more we go further away from our deen, then we will be becoming very, very unnatural. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.